Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is one of the world's experts on social media. She's my expert on social media. She plies her trade across the airwaves, across the ether out there, helping people just like you and me put their best foot forward with their marketing strategy, with their social media strategy. And she's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, you know, it's fascinating to me to watch these big social media platforms come on board, sensational stuff, take everybody by storm, and they really wind up at some point in time, the laws of economics catches them, and they say, okay, we've been great, we're still great, but we can't make any money.
Sure.
Right?
And, that happens.
And their shine on their business starts to dim a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What's happening with Twitter?
Well, Twitter had a lot of problem this past year with abuse on their site, with
abuse
movement, people doing like assuming different identities and social abuse, because Twitter doesn't require that you be a real person to create an account. So people would create fictitious accounts and attack other people verbally.
Oh, no.
And actually one person, her dead father, somebody assumed her dead father's identity and was harassing her. You know, I mean, so and there were some high profile things.
That's horrible.
A lot of online movements were happening with using Twitter as their platform.
Right.
And that hurt them a lot. And their growth has stalled. And
yeah.
Of course, you know, when that happens, the investors get a little concerned. So that put a lot of pressure on them as well. They lost their CEO.
Mm-hmm.
So Dick Costello left because he was, and he even sent a in last February, sent a memo to the company that Twitter sucks at dealing with abuse and trolls on the platform.
Can they fix it? Is that something that can be fixed?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Is that something that can be fixed?
You know, they're working on it. They're trying to make a lot of changes on the site. They're also trying a new thing where they give you, instead of how their timeline is a chronological feed, now they're trying to say, okay, well, let's show you the best stories that we think are the best stories. You know what I mean? And so, you know, they're really trying to figure out what they can do to change things.
Didn't somebody a few years ago say something about be careful putting, depending on the big platforms. I can probably remember.
That was you, Jim.
Did I say that?
I think you cover this topic in your new book, you know, in your book, Angel the Customer. But it's
you
so
can't
true.
Say I didn't mean, warn people, can they?
Absolutely.
And I started, and guess what, Kathy? I started warning people in 2008.
I started warning them
when Twitter and Facebook first came out. I started warning people about this, and no bad will toward those folks. I love them. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad it's helping people. I just never trusted. I never wanted to trust the future of my business with any of them.
Right. You have to be
careful.
Use
them if you want to, but don't count on them forever.
Right. Because they come and go, and we all know that. But one of the things that got their growth happening was the fact that, you know, you had this constant timeline, and people can jump in, and and you can see what's going on. It's a wide open platform for people to communicate.
A lot of people just love it. I mean, they just use it all the time, but they got to figure out the abuse thing. But as we wrap up, can I make one plea to everyone? Stop saying tweet it out. just say tweet it. It's not necessary to say tweet it out. I hate that. What do you think, Kathy?
Well, language comes with all of
that. That just annoys me. He tweeted out. Look, if you tweet, it goes out, okay? So just
yes, tweet. It goes out.
All right, quick break. 27, stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.